We read one of the verses of the reading there a moment ago, Jude verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One remarkable or particularly striking feature of biblical theology is a tendency to take ordinary words, concepts, and terms, and to invest them or give them a rich, charismatic content that might not always be apparent the first time we read them or the first time we hear them. Simple, routine verbs like keep and wait are two such examples, and these, of course, are the two imperatives that introduce the main clauses in the verse I just read. St. Jude directs us to keep ourselves in the love of God, to wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. To keep oneself in the love of God is no easy task. In fact, both revelation and experience tell us that retaining such a state of grace, if you will, apart from God's provision for it, is impossible. No matter how strong we are, no matter how determined we are, no matter how strong our self-will might be. Nevertheless, it's keeping ourselves in the love of God that is required of us, it seems, by this text. In the eschatological context in which St. Jude is speaking, we need to keep ourselves in the love of God if we are to gain the inheritance that God has prepared and that God keeps for us. But then how do we, burdened as we are by an intimate and constant partnership with the old Adam, go about this task of keeping? Quite simply, we don't. We can't. The gospel in this passage lies in that magnificent subjective genitive, keep yourselves in the love of God, which expresses God's initiative, and which precedes the response that's called for by the verb. And we keep ourselves in the love of God through His means of grace. Through the gospel word of the death and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ, for us. The shackles of sin are broken once and for all, and we're assured of a new life, an abundant life, that begins here and that extends to all eternity. No matter what our external conditions or feelings or circumstances might be. And in moments of failure, despair, and doubt, the Spirit of God draws us back to the waters of our baptism. There we're reminded once more that our sins have been forgiven, and there God, through the waters of our baptism, washes away the sin that threatens to block our view of Christ's resurrection. And finally, at an inauspicious upper room in Jerusalem, God gives us still another sign, still another testimony to how He keeps us in His word, through the body and blood of Jesus Christ, given and shed for the remission of our sins. In a spiritual climate that cries out for signs and for wonders, we have today these three signs. Empirically ordinary, perhaps schematically lacking, but decisive nonetheless, bringing with them eternal and imperishable results. The second part of the text, or the second clause, says, wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And as the unmistakable Advent theme in our text, we direct us not to await or a grim holding operation, or to wait in the sense of just resignation, what one of my former instructors called spreading it out till the end of time. Rather, the emphasis is one of expectation, of active anticipation, for the outcome of this life's struggles has been guaranteed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, a resurrection in which we participate now by virtue of our baptism, and a resurrection to be fully consummated at our Lord's eschatological advent. As the etymology of the word indicates, in advent we prepare for God's coming to us. He comes straight and spectacularly, wrapped in the swaddling clothes of his son. But by that coming then, as well as his continual coming today, the ordinary words, water, bread, and wine, he brings us the forgiveness of sins. And as we confess with Martin Luther, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation, the only life that ultimately endures. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.